8 o'clock performance. Experience the perfect setting for a summer night out, legendary cuisine, exceptional service, and world-class entertainment. The annual Summer Flamenco Series featuring Joaquin Encinas every Tuesday through Sunday, June 28th through August 13th. Sponsored by SantaFe.com. Seating is limited and reservations are required. For more information, go to ElFarolSF.com or call 983-9912. El Farol, the heartbeat of Santa Fe.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a very special roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I'm making one of my few visits to the KTRC studio this summer because we've been on a road tour pretty much since the beginning of May, broadcasting the show from a variety of very interesting, at least we think they are, remote broadcast locations. I have to ask my producer, Gino Thompson, have you missed having me in the studio, Gino?
It gets a little bit lonely over here, Ray, by myself, nobody around. But the carpet cleaners were kept me company today.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say, and if it's any consolation to you, I'll be back out of the studio next week so you can go back to your loneliness. All right?
Right.
Anyway, with all that's been happening over the past few weeks around the world as well as in Washington, D.C., we thought that we would stage a roundtable discussion of how these things have been impacting us right here in New Mexico, especially when it comes to real estate-related issues. And joining me in a few minutes to offer some perspective on this particular topic is my guest co-host today, Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. As always, Tom, good to have you on the show.
It's good to be here.
Also in the studio today to join in the discussion is Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. As always, my friend, nice to have you on the program as well.
Thank you, Ray.
And I invite you to go to our website to see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And remember that all of your friends around the country can tune into All Things Real Estate via the Internet. Simply go to SantaFe.com at noon, Mountain Standard Time. Click on the 1260 KTRC logo and then hit the Stream Live button. We're delighted to have heard from a variety of listeners all over the country who tell us that they are now making All Things Real Estate a regular part of their Sunday afternoon routine. Now, before we get going with the show, I know that you'll want to join us in sending your condolences to the families of the 30 servicemen who lost their lives yesterday in the helicopter crash in Afghanistan. We all are very proud of the heroic service that all of our men and women who are in harm's way give to our country. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, let's launch in today's show by introducing again Ron Blessy, broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, for this week's installment of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. Now, what do you have for the listeners today, Ron?
Well, the question of the week is now the right time to buy? And this past week, we saw the stock market finally react to the debt ceiling resolution that was debated in Congress for months. And all throughout the negotiation, the market seemed somewhat oblivious to what was happening as investors baked into the cake, if you will, what they thought the final results would be. What was not anticipated was a prolonged period of negotiation and the final temporary agreement that occurred at 0 hour. So I think investors saw the politicians step to the edge of the abyss and the ground started to crumble underneath their feet. So that kind of spooked not only investors here, but also investors all over the world. So the bond market became a safe haven for investors to park their money, and as a result, rates dropped as the benchmark 10-year Treasury note dropped. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, we saw a fairly substantial drop in rates for all products, fixed rates, bonds, etc. So the large institutional investors have taken a cash position, but along with that have purchased bonds, again, as a safe haven, and I think this kind of plays into their wait-and-see strategy to see, you know, what's going to come of all this. So for the average person right now contemplating a purchase or a refinance, this is the optimum time to move forward because of these historic low rates. That coupled with low home prices make this the best time to buy. And I think we all have to realize that Santa Fe is not directly affected by what the major metro markets are affected by across the country. So we've actually seen a stabilization of prices.
Right.
And actually the median home price has ticked upward slightly from where it was last year.
Yeah.
So again, this is the optimum time to buy. I would say that people who want to buy right now who have stable income, have money in the bank, money in a 401k, retirement stocks, et cetera. Buying a home is just another means of diversification to place their money somewhere else where it's safe.
Right. Well, you've given the listeners some positive news, which, again, as we were talking about in the green room before the show, we don't want to be Pollyanna today, but we also want to counterbalance all of the troubling news that's out there. Some of which people have absolutely no control over, and that, I think, breeds this feeling of, well, what can I possibly do? So thank you, Ron, for sort of demystifying that one particular element associated with the mortgage market, and you're beating the drum, as we always do, about this being the best time to buy. So,
I would also say if any listeners out there or people listening to this streaming
yes.
have any questions, they can email me to ron@ronblessy.com or call me at the office, 505-986-9080. I'd be happy to answer a question.
And that's Blessy spelled B-L-E-S-S-E-Y, so it's ronblessy.com, ron@ronblessy.com. And the phone number again is
505-986-9080.
Ron Blessy is going to be here throughout the show and be able to get that phone number and contact information. You can always go to allthingsrealestateradio.com, our website, and right there prominently in the middle of the page is Home Buyers Mortgage. Click on that, and that'll connect you right to Ron as well. I now want to bring back my guest co-host, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, the highly regarded multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. Again, Tom, you, Ron, and I are going to be going through a variety of real estate-related issues. And as Ron indicated in his remarks, considering the deal associated with raising the debt ceiling,
mm-hmm.
as well as the reaction of the stock market this past week to whatever they believed Congress did or did not do, and the downgrade in the U.S. Government's credit rating, all these things are impacting all of us in big and small ways, or they might or they will, and I think a lot of people are scratching their heads. No one knows the answer to it. Perhaps there's only one entity, which, is, if you believe in that, is way up above there, and he or she knows what that the outcome might be. But today we're going to give it a little bit less sort of spiritual context, and I'm delighted to have you, Tom, on the show. I guess maybe if you accept the premise that as the economy goes, so goes the housing market, or the inverse of that, as the housing market goes, so goes the economy. Either way, if you believe in that premise, then we need to do a lot of things to make sure that our housing market is as strong as it possibly can be. And I want to start out this sort of dialogue, Tom, this roundtable, by asking your professional opinion about where we are in real estate today.
Okay.
And what you see in the short and the long term.
From the commercial perspective and the homeowner association and condominium perspective, which is where I live most of the day, I've seen a lot more activity in the condominium market. There's a lot more people who are ready to put their units on the market for sale, and I've seen some of them selling, turning over. The higher end of the market seems to be doing a little bit better than the lower end, the higher end being, say, the $600,000-$700,000 on up versus the $200,000-$300,000 part of the market, which I'm finding moving slowly, in part because some of the new restrictions that have been put on mortgages for condominiums, which is one of the reasons that I'm so glad that Ron is here today.
Yes.
So that we can have a discussion about how we overcome some of those problems that we're finding in the condominium market, in particular with some of the new FHA guidelines that have come out. And they're making it very difficult for the condominium manager to complete the condominium questionnaire that Ron needs to bring to the mortgage company in order to get these things approved.
Mm-hmm. And the intent, I think, was, we will assume this, was well-intentioned with these new requirements, again, going towards this whole swing of the pendulum back to greater transparency and the like. But the bottom line is you've got to make sort of decisions based upon federal regulations that may or may not be clear to you. Is that the problem fundamentally?
That's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is that it requires time for boards of directors to catch up with some of the requirements that FHA has imposed. For example, becomes more and more important, I think, to order a reserve study for the association so that the manager can answer some of the questions that come up in these condominium questionnaires, such as, are the reserves sufficient to prevent deferred maintenance in the association?
I see. Ron, we've got about a minute or so before we have to take a break here. What Tom is talking about, tracking, first of all, the type of properties they're selling, where we are in the market here in Santa Fe, that's tracking with your own experience from a mortgage standpoint?
Yes, I agree with all that. And I actually find in my business that I'm seeing more and more people buying. And, of course, condominiums are very, very attractive right now given the price point.
Right.
So people who ordinarily wouldn't have an entry-level position now do on the price of condominiums. So I definitely see an uptick in buyers, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into this later on in the program about this issue associated with the FHA regulations that Tom, as a condominium management company, has to deal with. There might be a way that the two of you can collaborate to make this process a little bit easier for him, for you, for the buyers, and the condo associations that have to deal with it. Do you see a sort of a bright line here?
I do, because I think that anyone going through this process doesn't just simply walk into a bank and fill out some forms and it magically happens.
Right.
They really need someone who's versed in the process to navigate them through it.
Yeah.
And that's important.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable discussion of what we consider to be real estate issues that are important to you out there in the listening audience. I have Tom Simon of Westgate Properties as my special co-host today, along with Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. And discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
I want to change some things. I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalk.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Of Sotheby's International Realty and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,800 square foot condo for sale in the community of Quail Run. With four bedrooms and four baths, high ceilings, tasteful landscaping, and fabulous mountain views, this is an incredible value priced at only $849,000. To see this impressive property at 3101 Old Pecos Trail, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Fairy residence, Tooth speaking. Sorry, there's no credit fairy here. What's that? He magically raises your credit score? Yeah, there's no credit fairy. But you can improve your credit by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Money under your pillow? Sorry, kids only.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Talk 1260.
KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM, as well as on the internet on SantaFe.com. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we're doing a roundtable discussion of a variety of real estate issues that a lot of the developments over the past couple of weeks have driven us to, and I have in the studio with me today my special guest, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. As always, I have Mr. Ron Blessy as well with Home Buyers Mortgage. Ron and Tom and I are going to be talking about a variety of things as we go through the program, but I'd now like to welcome Mike Plant, who is the co-managing partner of the very unique Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development in Chama, New Mexico, among other notable titles. Mike is also the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves baseball team, and one of the very cool things that Mike gets to do in his senior management job with a Major League Baseball team is hobnob with a variety of living legends both on and off the field, and this week was absolutely no exception.
Thanks, Ray. I did have a fun week out, starting out in Chama, New Mexico, up on Canyon Ridge in a ranch, and came home for a night, and then went to Cincinnati and met up with Paul McCartney's people and watched a 69-year-old guy play 37 songs in 3 hours and sound like he did 40 years ago. So it was fantastic.
Well, yeah, and that is exciting stuff. And if I'm not letting the cat out of the bag and annoying all sorts of entertainment attorneys and compromising you in any way, I'm going to tell the world that you went to meet with Paul McCartney's manager to talk about him coming to Turner Field in Atlanta for a concert later on, I guess, this year. So it's out of the bag now. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, no, that's all right. And actually, I feel pretty good about it, and it'll be next summer. And, you know, we had a very good discussion, and Paul McCartney played in Atlanta a couple years ago and did very well, and I started this a couple months ago, and he personally himself has said he'd like to come back, and the baseball stadiums are working for him. So I hope to certainly be able to announce that officially down the road here.
Hey, do you think there's any chance we can get him to come up to Canyon Ridge and play a concert?
You know, it's pretty interesting. Here's a guy that's worth $1 billion, and as I said, he's 69 years old, and he's still playing like he was 30 and sounds like he was 30, and I think he just really enjoys what he's doing, which I'm fortunate I do the same, and my job is great, and certainly Canyon Ridge is a passion, and it's something that I guess that makes it a lot easier for me to re-energize every day.
Well, indeed, and you and your business partner, Steve Ziegler, continue to put a fair amount of investment into Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development. Again, that's up in Chama. As you establish an infrastructure for those lucky 81 homeowners who will build up there, as you said earlier, you've just returned from a quick trip up to Chama and Canyon Ridge. What's going on up there?
Well, we're going to start thinning a little bit of the huge aspen forest that's 3,000 acres of what I call the Golden Dome in September when those leaves are turning. And it's just really thick, and good forest management for not only fires but also water is to start doing just a little thinning on that. So that project is starting. And the bigger project is we're almost done with the first 24 lots, the utility and the water distribution, phone line, all of that has been gone in, and the trench is now being filled back up, and those 24 lots are ready for someone to build on. So we're still feeling very fortunate that our concept of this conservation development, that we're not only alive and well, but we have a long-term view of this, and that's because I think Steve and I both have a passion for it. Unfortunately, we've got the staying power to be in this for a long time.
Well, you do, and again, to remind the listeners, they've heard a lot about Canyon Ridge over the past year as we've had you on the show, and Steve has written newsletter articles, but this is 6,000 acres, 4,000 of which is in conservation easement. There's an abundance of wildlife. Mike and Steve are setting up a community that's going to offer fishing, hiking, mountain biking. Equestrian interests will be satisfied as well. So, Mike, you've met Tom Simon before. He was at the reception we did with you here in March, and I have Ron Blessy, a brand-new corporate supporter of All Things Real Estate. Both of them are looking forward to taking a tour up there, and I want to remind everybody that if you want information about Canyon Ridge, you can go to our website, discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. Or you can call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900, and we'd be happy to set up a tour for you. Mike and I are thinking about doing another tour group in this fall, so look forward to talking to you further about that, Mike, okay?
You bet.
And listen, have a great rest of your weekend, and congratulations on maybe getting the living legend Paul McCartney to come back to Turner Field.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it. You guys have a good afternoon, too.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, guys. See, you know, we're just, you know, real estate and Paul McCartney. We do it all here, don't we? Indeed, I have Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage with me, and also my special in-studio guest co-host today, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. Guys, we were talking in the first segment about some of the challenges, Tom, that you're having as a professional condo association management company. One of the things that Tom and I and Juan were talking about is this questionnaire that you've got to fill out. Talk a little bit more about that, the challenges associated with it, the challenges for a condo association.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the questions that I wanted to ask, actually, and I'll get to that, is take advantage of the fact that Ron's in the studio today and just ask him to lay the groundwork for why FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, what are they all about? Why do we need them?
Well, that's a very good question, but I would say the simple answer to that is that it's been the way things are in the mortgage business for so long. But it also is important that borrowers understand all the criteria that these various agencies lay out for banks and for borrowers and for anyone that's originating a loan. So statistically, Fannie Mae over the years has discovered certain ways to do a deal and certain ways not to do a deal. So this condo questionnaire in particular is very important because it gives the bank a sense of what the project's all about, the viability of the project, the long-term viability. And that's really, I think, the most important aspect of putting a condo deal together.
What, Tom, specifically, give one or two examples of the challenges that you have with this questionnaire and fulfilling what FHA is requiring.
Oh, I had mentioned one earlier having to do with the amount of reserves that are on account. FHA, who actually guarantees loans, if you're FHA approved, they'll guarantee the loan against default. So they have a vested interest in making sure that any loans they guarantee are good ones. So they want to know a lot about the condominium association where you're buying. You can be have fantastic credit, but have, say, more than 10% of the unit owners that are in your neighborhood more than 30 days past due, and you won't qualify for that loan.
Oh.
So there are things like that that are in the condominium questionnaire. There are things that are a lot more difficult, actually, for us to address that FHA is just starting to ask about in the since June. For example, if there is a special assessment, and lots of associations have them, one of their questions is, does the assessment affect the marketability of the units? And a corollary to that, also one of their questions, what impact will the assessment have on the future value of marketability of the property? These are valid questions, but we can't answer them.
Right, that's sort of crystal ball kind of stuff. And I can understand why it would be difficult. I need to take a break here in a second, but before I do that, is FHA amenable to maybe refining these regulations based upon feedback that we're receiving from people like yourself?
I think that they've made something like 7 or 10 changes in the last year. So I think the answer has to be yes.
Yeah, good. So maybe we can load them up with some more, okay?
All right, let's do that.
Anyway, I'll tell you what, let's take a break here, Gino Thompson, on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable conversation with Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, as well as Juan Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage. And we have a couple of phone interviews coming up here in the next segment, so stay tuned. Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,800-square-foot condo for sale in the community of Quail Run with 4 bedrooms and 4 baths, high ceilings, tasteful landscaping, and fabulous mountain views. This is an incredible value priced at only $849,000. To see this impressive property at 3101 Old Pecos Trail, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
When I first decided to go back, I was a little scared because I was older. My mom sat me down and she told me that it's not my job to be the man of the house. Her dream for me is to go back to school and finish what I started. I needed to hear that.
Jared didn't know how to get the money he needed for college.
I found out about the federal student aid program through my English teacher, and she told me, Jared, this is what you need to do. Once I got the form, I filled out the application. I did it myself.
Federal student aid made college and Jared's dreams possible.
When I first had the news that I received money, I ran downstairs and I showed my mother, and she was happy, so she started crying. But when I saw her crying, I started crying.
Need help paying for college? Go to federalstudentaid.ed.gov, an office of the U.S. Department of Education. Start here, go further.
My name is Jared, and this is my story.
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Again, we are heard on 1260 KTRC AM as well as on the Internet on SantaFe.com, and we know people are listening to us all over the country right now because I always get emails on Monday and people say, gosh, Ron Blessy was so good, and Tom Simon, can I have him over my house? So anyway, seriously,
yes,
guys.
You can.
Yes. And if, particularly if you want to talk about condo management or HOA management, right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm giving you a heads up. I have Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, in the studio with me today, as well as Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. We're talking about a variety of real estate issues that are impacting a lot of people, particularly with the changes going on in the federal government, what Congress did or did not do with raising the debt ceiling, this credit rating degrade that occurred this past week. We're all trying to tie it together, and we're actually trying to spin some positive news today to counterbalance all that stuff out there that's causing people anxiety. Before we go back into that conversation, I'd like to welcome Leonard Pasquale, owner of A Sound Look, a rather unique company here in Santa Fe that offers an array of services, including audio and video solutions for homeowners. Welcome to the show, Leonard.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Doing fine. Leonard, why don't you give the listeners sort of a summary about the services that A Sound Look offers, because I could never, ever do it with the array of things that you do offer. Go ahead.
Sure, Ray. Well, we are a low-voltage company, initially starting out in audio, video, home theater. But since the convergence of computers and networks, et cetera, we've expanded our offering. So right now we also have assisted living. We also do home networking. We do commercial networking. We do automation control. And we move in many circles.
Well, for the purposes of the listeners, most of whom are either homeowners or home buyers or home sellers or real estate brokers, what does a Sound Look actually offer that would be of value to a homeowner specifically?
In the homeowner, we would give them audio, distributed audio. We would give them distributed video, TVs, home theaters, surround sound systems.
Mm-hmm.
We also give them security. We also give them a new item for the elder homeowners, which would be a monitoring system for their well-being,
mm-hmm,
called Close By Network, which would be a monitored system where we can keep track of the persons in the home.
And when you say monitoring, we all see that that commercial that actually, late-night comedians make fun of with a poor lady falling down and I can't get up, and she presses a button. This is a different kind of monitoring, though, right?
That's correct. This one's a little more comprehensive in the sense that if you're not wanting to go into a home, which most people don't want to do, and but they're active enough and they can take care of themselves to a degree, but the family wants to be sure that they're safe. Mm-hmm. We put sensors in the home and we're able to track their movement. Mm-hmm. We're able to track where their placement is, if they forget to turn a stove off, if they open the refrigerator to make sure they eat in the daytime, to automatic door lock their homes if they forget to lock the doors at night.
Wow, that's very neat stuff. And again, you guys are really cutting edge on providing these kind of services. And on another show, I'm going to ask you to talk, if you can, because you may have some more information then, about a very interesting international project you're working on. So I'll tease the listeners with that. You're leaving for the southeast of Asia, and maybe when you come back, you'll be able to tell us about that, all right?
Yes, I will. When that comes through, we'll talk about that.
Very good. This is Leonard Pasquale. Thank you for some very useful information. And we want to contact the Sound Look about your own home audio, video, security, and monitoring needs. Then go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then look for the link to a Sound Look. Leonard, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Thanks, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
You too.
Good luck on your trip.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call my friend, CEO Kathy Roberts, and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. We're going to do another phone interview here in a minute. We're trying to get our colleague on the line. I want to remind you that we're doing a roundtable today with Tom Simon of Westgate Properties and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage regarding a variety of real estate issues that are important to you. But I'd now like to welcome Jim Roser to the show. Jim is the Senior Vice President of Santa Fe's own TC&I Roofing Insulation and Insulation. Sorry, TC&I is a well-respected provider of polyurethane foam systems and has been providing services to New Mexicans for more than three decades. Welcome to the show again, Jim. How are you?
Ray, I'm doing really, really well. How are you doing, sir?
You know, I always have to remind myself that you have a radio background. You have got the most effervescent voice of anyone I ever have had on the radio, at least on the phone, that's for sure. Jim, today we're trying to talk about some positive things in the face of a lot of doom and gloom news that's out there.
Sure.
And in these current economic times, I think you've got something you want to report to the listeners that they are going to really appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely. Any of our current customers know that, for a long time we've been offering a 10-year warranty on our roofing system and whatnot. Well, we have decided just in the last couple of months, we did not have this when I was last on the phone with you, but we have made the determination that we are now able to offer a 20-year warranty on our roofing system, and we also include annual inspections of our roof at no additional charge. So we have gone ahead and doubled our warranty because we know we can.
Wow. Tom Simon of Westgate Properties and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage are both putting thumbs up here. They're smiling. They think that's a tremendous thing. Now, why are you able to offer that? Give a little bit of reason why. Thank you, Tom. He just put his thumb up to validate, because we're videotaping this now, Jim. So he's got to do what I said, and so is Ron. Anyway, now seriously, why are you guys doing this, and what gives you the ability to do this 20-year warranty?
Well, we've seen our roofs stand up so well over the years. I've actually personally been on top of one of our roofs that has gone 31 years. Our prime reason for our new warranty is that we know we have utmost confidence that our foamers, our applicators, are the best in the business. We've seen their work. We've been watching them for years, and we see how well what they do stands up, the quality that they demonstrate daily on the job. It's really unsurpassed. So we have a lot of confidence that we can offer this new 20-year warranty simply based upon the guys, our crew, our foamers, the people that we have in place working for us doing the job. We know that we can do this. So that's our primary reason why.
As a former radio guy, you'll know when I say you've got a minute left to tell the listeners about one thing that they may want to consider as we move from the middle of this very hot summer to the fall season. What's the one thing related to their roof that you want to recommend to them, Jim?
Well, I think it's really important that as we get ready to go into the fall and winter, when hopefully we'll be, you know, seeing some precipitation coming up in the next few months and over the winter time, that they got to make sure that their roof is ready for the upcoming season. You know, get up there, you know, check your skylights, particularly check them, see if there's any condensation in between those domes. Look at your canalies, make sure that there's no cracks or holes or anything like that. You'll see that a lot of times in the canalies, and where the water flows off, that's the worst possible place that you could get a leak. So
sure.
I really have to stress that people, you know, get up there and take a look, or, you know, they can certainly call me. I'm more than happy to come out and take a look and do, an estimate on their place, take a look and see how things look. But it's really important that they make sure that there are no defects up on that roof to get ready for the upcoming season.
Excellent counsel as always, Jim Roser with TC&I Roofing and Insulation. Appreciate all the good information you're sharing with the listeners today. And if you want to talk to Jim about your own roofing needs, again, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then click on over to TC&I Roofing and Insulation. Hey, Jim, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. By the way, congratulations. I understand you just moved into a new property, so I hope that's working out for you.
It is so far. Now comes the fun part of getting unpacked.
Well, there you go. But you're propping up the economy for the rest of us. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Take care.
Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Back to my in-studio guests, Tom Simon with Westgate Properties, LLC, and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. What do you guys want to talk about? Ron? NFL season? Yeah, the NFL season. No, seriously. There's a lot of stuff out there. I think today we're doing a good job of maybe easing some people's concerns. So continue on that path, Ron.
Yeah. Here's my view on all this. I really think that the private sector small-town America, we the citizenry, are going to pull us out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious to me that these guys in Washington, I don't want to be political here, but I'll just say the whole group is just in a malaise that they're never going to get out of. You know, they can't seem to agree on anything. So I think being positive and taking positive steps is going to benefit all of us, and the opportunities are there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, the alternative is doom and gloom, no action. Inertia doesn't get us out of this problem.
No,
agreed?
It doesn't. One of the things that we're doing to try to be proactive is to get these communities FHA approved in advance so that when you do decide to sell down the road, that'll already be done. You won't have to worry about these things.
Yeah. Ron, you talked at the top of the show about sort of your Chapter 6, your new topic. Want to drill down a little bit more on some of the things that you discussed at the beginning of the show so the listeners who are maybe tuning in right now can benefit from it?
Yeah, I think it's very important that anyone contemplating a purchase actually get pre-qualified. So know what you can borrow, know what that money's going to cost you, because then you have a real good sense of what direction to go in. There's no
mm-hmm.
sense of bidding on something that you can't afford. That's
right.
What got us into trouble in the first place. And, just to expand on what we talked about last week, I think it's really important to know that the person that you're talking to is qualified, licensed, and has the expertise to get you through the process. Because as Tom and I were speaking about earlier in the green room, you just can't go into a bank and fill out a form
right.
and hope that everything's going to happen. You have to have a real detailed conversation with the person that's putting the loan together
mm-hmm.
so you understand what it is that's required of you and what the process really entails.
We've talked about this on many occasions, Tom, about how important relationships are, especially with, as we said, the pendulum swinging the opposite direction since the meltdown in 2008. Having a good relationship with your real estate broker, having a good relationship with your mortgage broker, and having a good relationship with the management company in the community that you live in, this is much more important today than it ever has been for people that are either buying or selling or living.
Absolutely. It's essential. I tell my kids that as well, that mm-hmm. when they're looking, I have a 27-year-old, a 29-year-old, and a 30-year-old, and so they're just starting out in their careers, and the kids like to live in texting and email and so forth, but there's just no substitute for getting up out of your chair and going and meeting somebody in person, going and seeing the project or meeting your mortgage broker, mm-hmm. meeting the property manager, sitting down with them for a few minutes and just asking what the issues are in the community.
Yeah, and it can be fine. By the way, do the kids listen to you?
Yeah. Well, yes, they do. They do.
I tell you what, Gino, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable discussion with Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, Mr. Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, and we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend. You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No. Not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference. Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM as well as on SantaFe.com. We're broadcasting all over the world, all of this good news about real estate here in Santa Fe. And by the sound of that music, you know that we've actually reached our, what we call famous, Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Today I have my colleague from Sotheby's International Realty, the broker extraordinaire, Gary Bobulski, who is sitting at One Camino de Colores. How are you, Gary?
Doing great, Ray. How about you?
Well, we're doing all right. We've been doing a roundtable today of trying to counteract, without being Pollyanna-like, all the news out there about the doom and gloom, and my in-studio guests have been doing a great job of giving a counterpoint for the listeners, and we're going to continue that with you because you're sitting at a fabulous property. Go ahead. You know how this works. You have 3 minutes.
Okay, great. Well, I am here in Las Campanas at a wonderful subdivision called Las Melodias. We have 20 lots left that we're building semi-custom homes on. And these homes are built by Michael Civich Home Builders, very reputable, outstanding builder. They're a Southwest builder here, Albuquerque, and also in Texas. And we're even today, we're going to have Adrian Calderon, who is the Executive Vice President of Michael Civich Homes, here to answer any questions that we have. So let me tell you more about the project. So we're in, like I said, in the gated community of Las Campanas, and the gate code is just call 055, and that'll bring you to the guard, and he'll let you in. But we're right on the golf course. We've got beautiful lots right on the golf course. All of the lots have, and these lots are going to be home sites, and the home sites start at with a finished home, beautiful home. Granite counters, Bosch appliances, start at $399,000, which is really an incredible value here. And you get to pick all your finishes that you want, and you'll be very happy here. And yep. They're all air-conditioned. Go ahead.
I was going to say I had the pleasure of meeting you out there and seeing this property, and I can tell you that my in-studio guests were both raising their eyebrows in a positive way when they heard that price point. That's incredible, $399,000.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just these guys are really experienced. They know what they're doing, and they've got their prices down. Their great reputation, great warranty goes with the property. They'll landscape it also for you. So we have two single-level models and three two-story models, and you can even get an elevator if you'd like.
Yeah.
You know, you can get plastered homes. We've got a showroom right here at the model, and we'll be open from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock today. So you can get a good example of what you can create. And the nice part about these semi-custom homes is you pick everything, and Michael Civich Homes does everything for you. And they're real gentle, real nice. They've built thousands of homes, and it makes it a really nice process.
Yeah, they have a fine reputation, and I know that they are counting on you in a big way to help promote these fabulous properties, Gary. Again, you're going to be there from 1 to 3 or 1 to 4?
1 to 4, and I just want to say one other thing. We're going to have a big grand reopening, if you can't make it today, in 2 weeks, and it's going to be a charity for Dixon Apple Farms. We'll be having a lot of giveaways, including round of golf report, Las Campanas.
Wow.
But I invite everybody to come by and see what we're offering here today.
Well,
it's worth your while.
I think it is worth your while. That's Gary Bobulski, who is out there at One Camino de Colores, out in Las Campanas, this beautiful community. There is a nice model house that you can take a look at and get an idea, and Gary will walk you through all the steps. Again, $399,000 is the price point of these extraordinary homes, and in Las Campanas, that's pretty amazing. Gary, thank you for being on the show today. Good luck, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Back to my in-studio guests, Mr. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage, and my special in-studio guest, co-host. You're special too, Ron, but Tom Simon today is the guest co-host. Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. We've got about, about 6 minutes, thereabouts, yeah, 6-7 minutes. A lot of time on radio. Again, do you want to talk about the NFL?
Well, I guess we don't want to have dead air.
No, we don't want to. We never have dead air.
I want to go to Las Campanas and go check out that $400,000 property. That sounds fantastic.
Well, and I tell you, I was there, and I've seen the finishes. And Michael Civich, his organization does great work. And I think Gary Bobulski is sitting on a real opportunity out there for people. So I do encourage you to go out. And again, he's going to have a big event, a grand reopening of this community in 2 weeks if you can't make it today. Tom, with that, though, sort of summarize for the listeners today your view of where we are after these past couple of weeks of big news, big events, non-events, whatever you want to characterize it. Mr. Blessy talked about his feelings on air about Congress. What's your view about where we are as a country, as home buyers and homeowners?
Well, I think it points out the need to really get to know the local professionals that you rely on in order to make good decisions here, because things are changing every day. There's been, as I mentioned earlier, 7 to 10 changes in these FHA rules since not just the past year, but since the beginning of this year. And you really need to be in touch with people like Ron and myself in order to understand what's required in order to buy a property in a condominium or a homeowner association. And I speak to a lot of prospective buyers prior to them making a buyer's decision,
okay,
buying decision, and prior to making an offer, so that they can have a good sense of what it is that they're buying into, what are the issues in the community that they should be aware of prior to actually making the offer.
Uh-huh. Excellent counsel. And again, Tom Simon is also a licensed real estate broker, so he knows from where he speaks. Ron Blessy, a licensed mortgage broker. Delighted to always have you on the show and your excellent commentary. Again, summarizing for the listeners, your own view about maybe the future with all that has or has not occurred with Congress, the administration, the stock market, rating agencies. It's a lot of stuff for people to process. What's your take on all of it?
Well, we've definitely gone through a huge regulatory shift over the last 2 or 3 years. As a result of the meltdown and the housing crisis. And to sort of go back to this FHA subject again, FHA is government-backed, government-guaranteed loans. So as a result of that, the powers that be felt it necessary to really be careful about how they're lending this money out. And, it provides a good outlet for borrowers who have a small down payment, so 3.5%, and maybe have less than perfect credit. But it is a much more detailed process to go through.
Right.
But I think that's indicative of the industry as a whole. We're going to see some of these regulations relax. I've already seen lenders relax some of their requirements. So things are a little more reasonable as we go through the process.
Was that a response to the fact that they were so restrictive as a response to 2008 that the lenders were realizing they were making it virtually impossible to make any money and to get people into houses?
So yeah, I think that's true. And I think also that all this talk, all this media speak about, and this is no deference to you, of course, as a media person.
I'm just a real estate broker.
I hear you. But it's really all this talk about, you know, how hard it is to get money and money's not available and all this kind of thing. It's really not true. It's
right.
Just that you need the right person to navigate you through the process. It's not an easy process, and it's certainly not a generic process.
Mm-hmm.
Each deal stands on its own merit, so it's important to get the right help to go through the process.
Yeah, we talked about it in the green room earlier, a statistic that I saw recently that 70% of all first-time home buyers are using mortgages. So that flies in the face of you can't get a loan. I mean, the numbers just don't match with that myth.
That's true.
And so we're here today, and Ron, you did a good job, and Tom as well, about maybe taking some of these myths out there and repositioning them to go to what reality is rather than letting our friends in the media basically drive the bus on it. Tom, from your standpoint as a professional in homeowner and condo association management, putting aside the FHA requirements, maybe as difficult as they are, how are things in the management of condos and homeowner associations in the current environment we're in for you?
One of the things that I'm feeling the need for is more education in the environment that I operate in.
Uh-huh.
Educating boards of directors about what they need to do to position their communities so that their residents can sell their homes and so that new people can come in and buy them,
mm-hmm.
so that the people that do come in are qualified and are able to pay the dues once they get there.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of education about not so much the details of FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, but the underlying assumptions or the underlying changes that need to take place in these communities in order to make it possible to finance those units, such as things we've spoken about before, good insurance programs for the community, good financial management that includes a reserve study for the community, really fundamental things that need to be done in order to make it a healthy community.
Excellent summary, and I think we have, between the three of us, maybe a remote broadcast on these issues coming up. So I want to thank Tom Simon of Westgate Properties for being my guest co-host today, and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. As always, thanks for your color commentary, if I can call it that.
My pleasure.
And thanks to all my other guests and commentators for their valuable input, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for giving our loyal listeners a very instructive show today. Thank you for tuning into the program, and keep your chin up in this evolving market. Also, don't forget to catch us on SantaFe.com, and please join me a week from today at a remote broadcast being aired from 931 Alto Street. So until next Sunday, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260, KTRC.